Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome on this beautiful Sunday. I'm sorry, it's not really beautiful. It's actually cold outside. Sunday afternoon. But welcome to the show. This is Sisters for Society Blog Talk. It is 2 o'clock, and our topic today is basically getting to know us. We've had an addition to our company that many people didn't know who she was, so we kind of want to introduce her, and also we have some behind the scenes. We have a behind the scenes worker, so we want to introduce her as well, and kind of let everyone know who we are and what we're doing. Excuse me. So my name is Tavian Baker. I am the president and co-founder of and CEO of Sisters for Society Corporation. A little bit about myself is I've been doing a lot of nonprofit work since I was a little girl, from the Girl Scouts to the church events to just going to the nursing homes and passing out gift baskets, things of that nature. And it's always been in my heart to be a giver. I'll give to whoever. I don't have a pinpoint of who I won't give to. So it's kind of been in me. And I guess I got that from, you know, people in my family. They are same way. And I was raised by a bunch of givers, I guess you can call it. So that's a little bit about me. I actually have 4 kids. I'm married to a wonderful husband that is a great supporter. And I get my kids involved, too. I get my kids involved in anything positive, especially everything positive that we can. So it's just one of those, I teach my kids to give because you never know what may happen to you. The reason why this is so close to me is because growing up, being out on my own from a personal standpoint, not, you know, with my mom, but being out on my own, I myself hit some struggles, and I tried to go to, you know, get assistance. And even though I was working, I was told that I made too much money and I had to go to other places and other sources. So, and that's what I did. I went to another nonprofit group, but the thing with that one, it could only help but so much. It couldn't help me all the way around. So I needed food, I needed clothes, and I had to go to different sources of who could help me at that time and at that need for my needs or whatnot. So this is just something that granted, not everyone will qualify to get government assistance, and this is why this is so pertinent to me to get it out there. Like, we need more groups like this because, working or not, everyone hits struggles. Everyone goes through something. So I think groups like ours actually need a bigger voice to let people know that, yes, you may be working. Yes, you may make, you know, some money while you're working, but if you hit a bump in the road, and we all do, you know, there are organizations like the Support Society that is there to help you. And we're not here to be your only go-to. We just want you to know that we are here to help. We also have Stephanie Greenberg. She is the new addition. I know everyone has heard her on the blog talks in the past. She started with us June. So I'm going to let Stephanie introduce herself.
I basically got into it the same way Katie did. When I was a kid, my
aunt was a social worker, and we used to go visit people. And my grandma would take me to the hospital to visit, the old folks' home or the section, and sit and talk with them. And I used to love to listen to their stories and go visit. And when I got older, I was 19, and I had time on my hands after work. So I had met this person that invited me to come get training to become a CPR instructor. So I started volunteering at Santa Monica CPR in California, doing classes on CPR nights and weekends. And then Saturdays, I started teaching medic first aid with a friend of mine. It was an 8-hour class. But I used to, 19 years old, I had this fear of talking in front of people. And I used to teach these classes to doctors and nurses and EMTs, and they'd look at me like, what does this kid got to say that I don't already know?
Right.
But, after a while, I really enjoyed it. They'd all come, and the ones that looked the most skeptical would say, hey, I learned something this time, and, thanks for doing the class. And so I was recertifying them. I helped with the Red Cross. I helped with the American Heart Association a lot when I was younger. Then I had a family of my own. And for those of you that don't know me, I'm blonde, green eyes, pale as they come. And I went to get help. I was a single mom, and I couldn't get any help. Not only did I make too much money, one lady had the audacity to tell me I was the wrong color.
Oh, wow.
She said, honey, you're just not going to find anyone that's going to help you.
Mm.
So I went to a food bank, crying because I couldn't feed my little girl. And I told the lady, I said, I know that I make too much money. I have a lot of bills. My ex-husband was a drug addict, and he took a lot of our stuff and sold it. And I said, I will pay you back when I get back on my feet. I'm just having a rough patch. She said, honey, even though you don't qualify, don't you worry about it. She said, you just give back when you're able. So they gave me food for 2 months.
Wow.
And then when I got back on my feet, I picked up a second job working as a waitress.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take them cases of peanut butter, macaroni and cheese, all the stuff mm-hmm. that they had given me and that I knew that they needed.
Mm-hmm.
I took bunches of it back.
Right.
Because I was so thankful that they helped me when no one else would.
Right.
And we need more places like that.
Right.
You named it Sisters for Society, but made a point to make sure that everyone understands that we don't focus on color. We're
right.
Colorblind.
Sisterhood.
It's a sisterhood of,
right.
Two of us are white and blonde, and one of us is the whitest black girl I've ever met, and one of us is the whitest black girl I've ever met, and we're just a big sisterhood. I have always wanted to give back, and the blessing bags is something someone told me about years ago that they were doing, and I wanted to do that so bad, so bad, and I was not able to do it for a long time. I didn't have the money to get it together, and we finally did it this year.
Right.
And this last year,
yeah.
In November. It's still 2015, don't you know?
I know.
So we were able to do it at Thanksgiving. And even though we only did, what, 40?
Yeah.
What, it took us about 2.5 minutes
yeah.
to pass them all out?
It was less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And to see all of those people
hugging and crying.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh, thank you. I needed a new pair of socks.
Right.
And, oh, my God, gloves. I needed gloves.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I can go wash my face.
That right there, I think, was the biggest thing. That kind of
chills.
The chills, and it makes you want to go out there and do more.
But that's something I've wanted to do forever.
Yeah.
And you helped me make that dream come true.
And we're going to do it again.
This year, 2016, our goal is to do somewhere between 200 and 250 blessing bags.
Oh, wow. We're sitting hot.
Yes,
so we need some help.
We need some big time help. So we need gloves. We need socks. We need water bottles. We need soap. We need the little travel size. You know, I met a lady at Delta Credit Union. Her husband travels all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She got on the phone with me standing there. She said, honey, all those little travel sizes, put them all in your suitcase and bring them home.
Right. Right.
She said, I have a lady that needs them. She's putting a box at the Delta Credit Union.
Oh, that is they're awesome.
They're
going
to start collecting.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so they're going to collect stuff in jackets and blankets for me.
That's cool. That's really cool.
So we are collecting jackets for homeless and blankets.
So just to let you know, I mean, she kind of gave y'all a snippet of what we're going to be doing this year. So
well, the
we're going to go
one I've been, you know, dreaming about forever.
So we're going to go into, actually, we have some more people that are helping. Well, one young lady, and I say young lady because this young lady is still in high school, and she is a volunteer that helps via email because she's not able to come out. And this is something that we want to support our youth in doing. We have a lot of youth that are in different clubs that look for groups that need volunteer hours. Call us. Email us. Talk to us and let us know. We always are looking for help because there is not a day that we will turn you away. So,
in April,
right.
November.
So please let us know if you have children that you want them to get involved in a group like us, please let us know because when we go out to do different events, this is where our youth need to know. You're not always going to be so fortunate to, well, I'm sorry, you should always be fortunate, but you want to be able to appreciate the life that you have. And not everybody is going to be able to always be able to give at certain times, but you want them to be, you want your kids to get involved and know
how the other side
is. You know, let them learn to appreciate the life that they have so they won't take it for granted.
So they respect.
Yeah.
Respect is a big thing nowadays.
Right, right. So one of the young ladies that is helping us goes to Woodland High School. Her name is Kira.
Our little angel, Kira.
Yes. She sends out our emails for us via email. That was a plug. But she sends out our emails for us, and she has been helpful, very helpful, because she lets us know, send her a text. She says, text me and let me know what I need to do. And I'm like, okay.
And your two youngest boys help.
My two youngest boys always help. They have no choice.
Uh-huh. I have seven kids. Four of them are still in California. So my three youngest help, of course,
yes,
as well. They have no choice. But, you know, when they're willing to wear our jacket.
Oh,
I bought Caleb
yeah.
a new jacket. He said, well, Mom, you can put Sisters for Society on it.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. And
they
that's
like
one thing. That's, yeah, I was just going to say, that's one thing. My oldest boy, he helped here with us, and he also helps with his father when he goes down to Columbus because they do feeding the homeless down there as well. So that's something that he has gotten ingrained in him to, you know, appreciate the life that he has, you know, and understand that everything don't always come easy. We work very hard to be in the place that we are. So the other person that we have that is on our board is Miss Tippi Vermillion. She is the vice president and also the co-founder, and I'm going to let her introduce herself to you all.
Hi.
Hi.
Better late than never.
Sneaking in the door.
Yeah, sneaking. Better late than never. They don't know.
Now they do.
Oh, well. What
am I doing? Introducing yourself and telling people about you and
how you got involved.
How you got involved.
Coercion, right?
Well, kind of, Valen told, hey, this is what we're doing. Kay and I were talking one day. I was involved in a girls' youth group my whole life and had done that and did it after I had children, but I had boys instead of girls because God's funny like that. So Kay and I were talking one day about a motivational speaker that I really, 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 really love and love his foundation. And she and I were discussing, you know, doing things in our community and with our kids and making them better people for the future because right now world's going, somebody's got to have some love.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's got to have some good kids.
Yeah.
We're trying.
So she and I were talking one day, and she had mentioned she had helped in other things, and she and I both kind of agreed it was something that needed to be done. And here we are.
Yeah.
Almost a year later.
It is almost a year later. So that's a little bit about us. As you can tell, it is four of us. Well, one is behind the scenes. And there are three that will always be in your faces.
We've got a lot of midgets behind the scenes.
Yes, yes.
But if you send us an email, chances are you're going to hear from Sierra first.
Yes, more than likely. So to talk about what we're going to be doing this year we're looking to network a lot more with group homes. And we're wanting to engage our youth a lot more than we have in the past. We're looking to get more support from everybody that we can. So will you stop it? We're looking to do more in our community. We actually have an event coming up in April. It's called the State. It's called Stay Connected. It's a networking event, and it is actually for any small business entrepreneur that's looking to grow their business. We are trying to help build leaders and help other people grow as well as get our name out there as well. So I think it will be a great time for us to all come together, and we all kind of show off what we do and promote ourselves.
Can I just say that it's not one of those things where when you show up, we're asking for thousands of dollars to join some some kind of organization or something. Someone asked me about that. I didn't realize that people did that to people. But,
we're not lecturing you at all. This is completely networking.
We're not asking you to come with an open wallet either.
Yeah, we're not doing that at all. This is not that type of event at all. We just want you to come out and support others that are in the community and let you know who they are and where they are. We have
you'll have the opportunity to shop if you so choose with the vendors.
So right.
We're not coming in having to say, okay, now that you came, turn around, take out your checkbook,
right.
The donation.
Yeah.
It's not about that. It's about getting their name out into the community and saying, okay, you have this person to go see for this, this, and this. You might know other people, but
you can get to know other people
in
the community
right.
and promote yourself. And, you know, and somebody says, hey, you know, I'm looking for a guy to do my printing. Well, you can say, well, hey, I know somebody that does that.
Right. So it's not that type of event. We don't do trick events. We don't do those. I'm just saying. I'm putting that out there now.
It came up when I was talking to people that came up.
You're
not going to ask me for like $3,000 to join your group of networkers.
We're not even a membership group.
No.
So just let's just put that out there and make that clear. Anytime you want to come and help us or join in on our blog talk or just anything, just jump in and say, hey, I want to do an event with y'all or I want to do a partnership with y'all, or we're more or less like, okay.
Yeah.
And better. Yes, because it's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we won't turn you away and we won't ask you for any money.
Mm-hmm. We're just a bunch of women looking to help out every which way we can. Every extra penny we have goes into helping everybody we can.
Right. So if you have a chance and you are a vendor If you are a vendor, our vendor tables are only $50. You can come out to, it's going to be at the Hilton in Peachtree City. I think the address is 2010 North Commerce Drive, Peachtree City, Georgia, 30269. And if you need more information how to register, you can go to our website. It's sistersforsocietycorp.org, and you can register on the services tab, or you can register on the event tab. And if you do it mobily, you have to scroll all the way down. If you're going on the event tab, scroll all the way down until you see those three buttons. It gives you all the information on those three buttons.
We're working on getting it easier to manage on mobile.
Right. But that's the if you want a vendor table, that's all. That you just come out, you pay your $50, and then you can sell and market yourself. From that point on, we are no longer responsible at that point. If you are attending, if you would like to just attend the event and see who's all out and where to go and who's selling 31 and Mary Kay and Advocare and whatever else that may be there, all you have to do is just show up. And just for showing up, guess what? We are doing gift bags. What do you call those? Free gifts every hour.
Yeah,
we're doing gift bags every hour, and there's absolutely no reason for you to come there and leave empty-handed, whether you didn't, you know, enjoy what you saw or if you do enjoy what you see, however it may be. We want you to leave there with something from us as a thank you for coming out. Okay, so moving on. There are quite a few ways that you can help us by supporting us.
You can go onto our website. There is a donation option that you can do online. You can donate. Also, too,
I can't read that.
Also, too, you can
that's funny.
Also, too, you can purchase our What Does Your Shirt Do or What Does Your Hoodie Do shirt online. And those are done locally at a print shop that we have here. You can have it shipped to your house directly, or you can go by their business and pick it up.
And new designs are
coming
in the works.
And coming out. And also, too, if you want to donate items, we have a donation item list online of the things that we will, that we will accept. You can ship it to us, or you can get with one of us and we can pick it up, meet with you, drop it off. The hot hands, socks, toiletry items, travel supplies, toiletry items, and stuff that we give to our, put in our blessing bag for the homeless. And then also, too, if you just want to volunteer with us, especially when these two lovely ladies have gone out to deliver the blessing bag, you can volunteer to go with us when we do that as well.
And also, if you know anyone that is in need of assistance, there are
ways.
We do give food boxes, and we are also looking for donations for our food pantry as well.
Items like macaroni and cheese and small jars of peanut butter and Vienna sausages, things that don't expire, that we can, well, that don't expire.
We have long shelf life.
We'll, what are some granola bars work really well? You know, we prefer not candy bars, not sugary stuff, but stuff that you know, healthy and
some perishable items.
Yeah, and any of that kind of stuff. Again, we'll be happy to, you know, meet you somewhere or pick it up, or you can ship it to us. Our PO box is 202 in Senoia, Georgia, 30276 is our address. Our phone number is
866-811-6123.
And you can reach us, Katie is at extension 901. Ms. Kippy is at extension 902. I'm Stephanie, and I'm extension 903. I'm sure I didn't say that I'm the treasurer and I handle most of the accounts, all the financials.
She's a smart girl.
Yeah.
She wears the glasses in the group.
Literally. Only when I'm reading.
Sure. So, like I say, we give out food boxes. We have clothes that we give, and we're raising funds to do financials. Right now we can't do them right this moment because we don't have a lot of funding. But in the near future, because I'm saying it, in the near future, we will be able to help families financially.
But look, if you know somebody that their electricity is shut off, their heat is shut off, and they severely need help, we will find a way.
We will find a way.
If you contact us, we will find a way. So just, you know, let us know or have them contact us via our website or phone or however, you know, get a hold of one of us.
Yeah. You can also go on our Facebook, Sisters for Society Corporation.
You can just look it up. It pops up.
Oh, okay.
You can do it in the search tab. Type in Sisters for Society Corporation. It comes up.
We have all types of information out there about us as well.
You can reach us by email at sistersforsocietycorp@gmail.com. And Twitter's to follow.
Oh, and we're on Manta now. Manta is a place for new businesses to come out and network as well. So we are also on Manta. You can look us up on Manta actually starting Tuesday, because our account will be verified by then.
As
we said, people, we are just women that are looking to help and support others. We are all givers. We just need your help. We're looking to do more this year. As Stephanie said, we're trying to do 200 to 250. So, blessing bag. So let's pull together and we can make this happen. There are a full list of what to do and how you can support us is on our website. You can go to the How to Help on the Sisters for Society Corp.org website. And
if you don't have any of the items we're looking for, we do take checks and money order.
Mm-hmm.
And cash too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is just reach out to us. Let us know what you would like to do. Like I say, we're always looking for volunteers, and we are always looking for donations. So if you have it in your heart, have it in your mind, please donate and help us. We are a Sisters for Society Corporation. Thank you, and have a great Sunday.
Bye-bye.